from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama is calling on British young people to reject pessimism, cynicism, and xenophobia. The president told a town hall meeting of young people that globalization and integration should be seen not as threats, but as opportunities. He called on those gathered to put action behind their beliefs to make a better world.
Not just believing the right thing and feeling the right ways, but fighting for it. And so long as you're engaged and active and speaking out and listening. And if you do that, I feel pretty good about our futures. I feel good about our chances.
Later, the president met with British Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn. The White House says Obama congratulated Corbyn on his election and that the two discussed the impact of globalization on labor unions and working people. From Britain, the president heads to Germany, where he will open the world's largest industrial fair in Hanover. Meanwhile, in Hanover on Saturday, tens of thousands of protesters gathered to demonstrate against the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, or TTIP. An estimated 30,000 people marched in the streets and carried signs criticizing the deal. Trade unions, German nationalists, and green groups say the deal will drive down wages, erode consumer protection, reduce quality control, and damage the environment. Mr. Obama and other proponents of the deal say that lowering tariffs and harmonizing rules will give a boost to business at a time of economic uncertainty. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. Syrian government airstrikes on two rebel-held areas killed more than 20 people Saturday, according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights and local reports. At least 10 people were killed in Aleppo one day after heavy bombardment by Syrian government planes killed at least 19 people. In Duma, shelling killed 13 people, but the death toll was expected to rise because several people were critically wounded. The violence comes despite a cessation of hostilities agreement mediated in February in Geneva. On Thursday, NATO Chief Jens Stoltenberg said the ceasefire is under strain, but still represents the best chance at a peaceful solution to the country's crisis. The South Korean military says that North Korea's submarine-launched ballistic missile does not appear to have been a success. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said Saturday that a projectile was fired from a submarine toward the sea. A South Korean defense spokesman said Seoul is keeping close tabs on the North Korean military and maintaining a full defensive posture. Here in Washington, the U.S. State Department said that ballistic missile launches by North Korea are a violation of multiple U.N. Security Council resolutions. State Department spokesman John Kirby said we call on North Korea to refrain from actions that further destabilize the region. The UN recently imposed a new set of stronger sanctions on Pyongyang in response to North Korea's fourth nuclear test in January. Yemeni forces loyal to the internationally recognized government have killed 25 al-Qaeda-affiliated militants in heavy fighting in southern Yemen. A provincial official said that ground troops were advancing in Saturday's clashes near the town of Qud. Elsewhere, a suicide bomber detonated a car bomb near the town of Zinjibar, causing an unknown number of casualties. In the central city of Taiz, at least 5 people were killed when a bus ran over a landmine. Clashes also continued Saturday in the provinces of Marib and Juf, where a Saudi-led coalition has been battling Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. And Purple Rain, the 1984 feature film starring legendary musician Prince, has returned to U.S. movie theaters on Saturday. Prince fans once again could see the pop icon on the big screen at AMC movie theaters around the country through April 28th. The 57-year-old American songwriter died Thursday at his Paisley Park Studios complex. So far, no cause of death has been released. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.